This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma reiterates Nepal will strongly raise issues of climate justice for vulnerable countries in UN Climate Conference COP29. Communication Minister Prithibi Subbakurung says government is making all possible efforts to improve the country's economy. CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda calls for justice to victims of cooperatives and microfinances, and Israel launches airstrikes on Iran. Iran says it has right to defend itself. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reiterated that Nepal will eloquently enhance advocacy on climate action in the UN Climate Conference COP29. Speaking at the National Climate Conference organized by the Ministry of Forest and Environment today, Prime Minister Oli claimed that Nepal would strongly raise issues related to climate justice for vulnerable countries as put forward by him in the 79th UN General Assembly. The Prime Minister added that it was in the global interest to provide appropriate compensation to Nepal from the countries responsible for carbon emission and protect mountains from the adverse impacts of climate change. The 29th edition of the UN Climate Conference is taking place in Baku, Azerbaijan from November 11 to 22nd this year. President Ramchandra Porwal will lead the Nepali delegation to the Global Climate Conference. On a different note, the head of the government claimed that democracy will not weaken as the ruling coalition formed by the CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress have a history of defending democracy in the country. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged all Nepalese to make impressive footprints with awakening wherever they go. Addressing the Third World Nepali Literature Conference organized by the World Nepali Literature Foundation today, Prime Minister Oli viewed that literature views huge significance as it has a capacity to make society awake and spread positive messages. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbakurung has stressed the need for developing the tourism sector to advance the country towards the path of prosperity. Inaugurating a homestay in Besi Sohar Municipality 2 of Lamjung District today, the Communication Minister stated that tourists should be informed about original products and heritages as homestay could also contribute to tourism promotion. In a different note, the Communication Minister and Government spokesperson claimed that the government is making all possible efforts to improve the country's economy. Likewise, speaking at a program organized by CPN-UML District Committee to exchange greetings on the occasion of the upcoming festivals at Besi Sohar Municipality 8 today, Minister Gurung said the government was serious to resolve problems facing people. Minister Gurung further stated that legal actions would be taken against all involved in misappropriation of cooperative funds. Chairman of CPN Maoist Center Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has called for justice to the victims of the cooperatives and microfinances. Addressing a mass meeting organized by the party's Bagmati Province Committee, Chairperson Dahal said his party would continuously run campaigns to safeguard and further develop the rights of Nepali citizens. Leader Dahal shared that the unity of the divided Maoist forces would take place soon. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। गभर्नर अफ नेपाल राष्ट्र ब्याङ्क महाप्रसाद अधिकारी सहित Nepal's financial sector is stable and balanced inflation with good foreign exchange reserves. addressing the 46th meeting of the SOC Finance Governors Forum in Washington, D.C. on Friday, Governor Adhikari said Nepal's foreign exchange reserves are sufficient for the import of goods and services for 13 months. Governors of SOC member states participating in the forum discussed about regional financial cooperation, collaborative research and capacity building, among others. Governor Adhikari is participating in various events of the World Bank as a member of the delegation led by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Poddar and the USA. Nearly 9,000 trekkers visited the Khumbu region of Solukhumbu district in a month. According to the Sagarmatha National Parks Office in Namchi, a total of 8,902 tourists arrived in the Khumbu region from mid-September to mid-October of the current fiscal year. On average, around 1,000 tourists enter the Sagarmatha National Park daily during the peak season. Enlisted in the UNESCO World Heritage State, the park is spread across more than 1,100 square kilometers, with the elevation ranging from 1,800 meters to 8,848 meters. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israel has launched airstrikes in Iran, with blasts heard in the capital Tehran. The BBC cited an Iranian news agency close to the country's Revolutionary Guards as saying military bases in the west and southwest of the Iranian capital were targeted and two soldiers were killed. Israel's military said the strikes were on Iranian military targets. The Israeli Defense Forces has claimed that the strikes are in response to months of continuous attacks from Iran and after a barrage of Iranian missiles hit Israel on the 1st of October. Iran's foreign ministry has said the country has a right to defend itself after the new Israeli attack. Meanwhile, the semi-official Iranian news agency Tasnim said there would be a proportional reaction to the Israeli strikes. Washington has said it was made aware of Israel's operation in advance but was not involved in it. It has also reaffirmed that if there is an Iranian response, it is fully prepared to defend Israel once again. G7 leaders have finalized details surrounding a $50 billion loan to aid Kyiv, backed by profits from Russian sovereign assets frozen after its invasion of Ukraine. The AFP News Agency cited leaders of the G7 wealthy democracies in a statement released on Friday as saying they have reached a consensus on how to deliver the loans of approximately $50 billion with an aim to start disbursing funds by the end of this year. The announcement came as world financial leaders gather in Washington this week for meetings hosted by the International Monetary Fund and World Bank. They also called on Moscow to end its war and pay for damage caused to Ukraine. Now the general forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Lumini Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder shower is likely to occur at one or two places of Koshi Province, Madhes Province and Lumini Province, and hilly regions of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma reiterates Nepal will strongly raise issues of climate justice for vulnerable countries in the UN Climate Conference COP29. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurang states the government is making all possible efforts to improve the country's economy. CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda calls for justice to victims of cooperatives and microfinances. And Israel launches airstrikes on Iran. Iran says it has right to defend itself. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.